What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
We're talking to Aaron Camp this morning. He's our Cinemaniac. If you'd like to check out some of his movie reviews, you can go to cinemaniac.ws. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Rodney.
And you've been off to the movies. We're going to find out what you've seen in just a moment. But first of all, what's coming out on the big screen at the moment?
Okay, coming out today, well, the biggest film coming out today is Watchmen, which is a superhero movie, which I'll talk about in just a little bit. But also coming out today, we have the drama Dean Spanley and also a comedy film starring Renee Zellweger, New in Town. Next week, Isla Fisher from Home and Away fame is starring in Confessions of a Shopaholic, and also the latest horror movie remake, Friday the 13th, is opening next week.
They've remade it.
They have. I don't know why, but there you go.
So. And I believe it's coming out on Thursday the 12th rather than on Friday the 13th.
Well, that's right, yeah. In Australia, Thursday seems to be the day to release movies, but in the US it's a Friday, so they'll get the Friday the 13th release date there.
Okay, now you mentioned The Watchmen. You went off to see it. That was a media screening, and what were your thoughts?
Well, to be honest, Rodney, I didn't really enjoy the film. Now, which is disappointing. It's one of the most anticipated movies of the year, and it's based on a graphic novel and centres on a group of self-appointed superheroes who've been disbanded and regarded as vigilantes by the authorities, but they're now being hunted down by an unknown person. And this is the third film directed by Zack Snyder, who most recently brought us the stylized action flick 300. So it's no surprise that this film, again, is a highly stylized, visual effects-laden movie. And it does look good. The cinematography and production design are great, but that's about all it's got going for it. Now, I haven't read the graphic novel, so maybe a fan of that would appreciate the film. But for me, the story is just all over the place. The first 90 minutes or so of the movie set up the characters and the fact that this film is set in an alternate 1985 where Richard Nixon is president and nuclear war with Russia is an almost certainty. But the problem is, even though Snyder spends so much time developing this story and the characters, we don't care about either of them. So despite a handful of good scenes, it just simply falls flat. And obviously, the graphic novel also contains some shocking violent scenes and a few sex scenes, which are therefore in the film as well. But I found that these mostly didn't serve the story and are simply there for shock value. And, you know, so mainly, I guess, so teenage boys will talk about it and love the movie because of those, you know, shocking elements that are in it. Now, having said that, there are a few moments that offer a glimmer of something beneath the surface in the film. There's a little bit of talk about the savage nature of the human heart, and one character even comments that he's realised now that God didn't make the world like this, we did. And then there's also the philosophical and ethical question of whether it's right to sacrifice a few lives for the sake of many. But at 2 hours and 40 minutes long, these little moments are drowned out by the rest of whatever's going on in the film, and I found myself, you know, halfway through quite easily being able to walk out and wouldn't have cared one way or the other whether I saw the rest of it or not. And for a $100 million movie that, as I said, is one of the most anticipated films of the year, it's not really a good thing.
2 hours and 40 minutes, that's a long time for a movie.
Yeah, it is. We've seemed to have a few of these long movies out recently. We've had Australia and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and now this, but unfortunately this could have quite easily gone half the time and you know, probably been a better movie for it. But as it is, it's too long, too drawn out. There's too much, you know, exposition happening in the film with not a lot of story, and it's very haphazard all over the place. Nothing seems to come together in one kind of cohesive whole.
So, I mean, when you say, you know, they spend the first 90 minutes in bringing out the characters, I'm thinking at the end of 90 minutes, I'm looking towards, you know, what, you know, how are they going to wrap this thing up? And
yeah,
it just keeps on going.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, I mean, we open the film and the first Watchman character is killed right at the start. And then so we go back and we see that, okay, the Watchmen have been disbanded and so forth. And so they go back and they look at each individual character to try and give them a bit of background and how they got to be where they are, how they became a superhero, et cetera, et cetera. But it just seems to go on and on and on. So by the end, when you get to a few more action sequences, you really, you've had enough and you want to go out and get a coffee or get dinner or something like that. So.
What about the rest of the people in the cinema? What did you sense was the mood?
Well, there was a few people seemed to be enjoying it. You know, there was a few laughs here and there, sometimes not necessarily at the right spot. But then, and being that I haven't read the graphic novel, I thought, well, maybe it's just me. You know, I'm not into this story. I don't understand what's going on. I don't feel like I'm connecting with these characters. But then when we walked out of the film, just some of the comments that I heard from other people walking off that, yeah, they didn't really enjoy it either. So unfortunately, I don't think this one's going to do too well. And for the studio's sake, I hope it has a really big opening weekend so they at least get some of their money back.
Well, $100 million on a movie, you'd have to imagine that they've done their research and they think that there is some market out there. Who do you think the market will be? You mentioned teenage boys going along and enjoying the shock value of it. Anyone else?
Yeah, look, I think if people are going along expecting a regular kind of superhero movie, you know, this is no Spider-Man or Superman or anything like that. It's completely different. And I think, really, people who are a fan of comic books, a fan of, you know, the graphic novel form, will enjoy it. Perhaps people who enjoyed 300 will want to see this because it's, you know, the same director and so forth. But I don't think it's going to have a wide audience appeal simply because of the nature of the story and the way it's told. I think it's probably going to end up as being one of those cult movies that, you know, a few of the fans of the graphic novel will have in pride of place on their DVD shelf. But other than that, I think it's going to fall pretty flat for the mainstream audience.
Okay, that's The Watchmen. What's coming out on DVD for us at the moment?
Okay, I got a few coming out this week. A couple of action films, Death Race with Jason Statham, and also Guy Ritchie's latest film, Rock and Roller, out this week. But for those romantics out there, Knights in Rodanthe is also out on DVD this week. And next week, Don Cheadle in the action film Traitor, as well as a bit of light-hearted comedy in How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, hitting the DVD shelves next week.
Okay. Well, we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time and we'll find out what you've been off to see. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the movie a whole lot more next
yes,
time.
Yes, let's hope so.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.